Welcome back to Iwi and the Beast, now in the top 50 of comedy podcasts.
I think that's
on
funny.
Podomatic. This, what's funny about it? Well, apparently a lot, because we're in the top 50. Okay, there might be 51, but we're in the top 50. And we're beating somebody. No, actually, there's thousands of podcasts. There's like 5,000 Christian podcasts alone. There's one guy who's got like 10 of them. I've seen it. They're all ranked together. God and this. And God chapter 2, God chapter 3, which I think...
I don't think they're called God chapter 1. Like Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus.
Well, if he's just reading from the Bible, that's cheating.
It is. I agree. It's totally cheating.
Wrong to guilt people into listening to your podcast.
Yeah, I don't know how you can do that, but...
If you don't listen, you can be punished.
Yeah, that's wrong.
It's the same thing here. If you don't listen, you're going to be missing out on some great things. Like, we're going to be talking to my father shortly, who's running for county commissioner in Jackson County. It's a Walden update with an interview.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Iwi. 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 Iwi.
Oh, God. Abomination.
Iwi and the Beast. Beast. This is Iwi and the Beast.
Check this out.
And Frank, the coffee, it stinks. It tastes like arsenic. These lights give me a headache. If they don't give you a headache, you must be dead. So let's arrange a funeral.
What movie?
Joe versus Volcano.
Which is weird that you like it so much.
I love that movie.
I mean, I haven't seen it in a very long time, and I remember it coming out, and I always associated it with Tom Hanks' failure. Like, this was his bad movie.
Oh, dude, it's awesome. And Meg Ryan is three different characters in it.
Yeah, and then I saw it with you, and I thought, well, this is good. This is like one of those...
It's hilarious.
I don't think people gave it a chance in the 80s.
And no, I think it's maybe like the Office Space of the 80s.
Really? Wow, that's given a lot. Yeah, because, you know, yeah, because he's going to the crappy job, the fluorescent lights, of course.
Yeah, but then there
does take
only
a turn.
Yeah, that's only like 10 minutes of it. But it just got overlooked, and I don't know. I think it's hilarious.
Did you know that the Blues Brothers, the movie, which is one of the greatest of all time, that Roger Ebert totally panned it when it came out, saying it was awful and it wouldn't be anything and forget about it. Yeah.
Well, he also loves Joe versus the Volcano.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
He also loves some movie about these little dinosaurs that killed people. And I remember I rented it with my grandma when I was visiting her, and it was pretty awful.
But do you remember what it was called?
No, it was like T-Rex or something like that. And I was thinking, ooh, dinosaurs. And my grandma was like, oh, Roger Ebert, respectable. And it was just this awful horror movie with these little reptiles. And then, of course, that meant I didn't sleep. And
nightmares.
Yeah. It's weird. So we are going to have to jump right into this because of time restraints. We're going to get to the tiny chime, which is she's going to help you with a lot of things. Do you want to talk about the breast pump story, too?
I don't know if we used to.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's go. We're going to go ahead and we're going to dial up Walden. Well, this is Gould, Colorado, and my father, who, it's past 8 o'clock, so we might wake him up, but he's running for Jackson County Commissioner. My dad has been a logger in Walden, or in the North Park area.
Wow.
Sorry about that. For ever. Oh,
oh. Oh, no. Are you going to not, is he not going to be able to hear?
No, we got it. We got it. He's been up there 40 years. He's been logging up there.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, what's going on?
Not much. Sarah and I are in the basement in the Holio recording the big show, Iwi and the Beast.
Okay, and this is going on your blog?
Well, yeah, it's this podcast. It's like a broadcast online. Have you heard of these things?
I don't have a clue. You know that.
It's like an audio blog.
Okay.
That was, you just spoke Swedish to my father. Yeah, my father,
I use the internet a few times, and I managed to send a very important message to the wrong person. So,
oh.
So anyway, I use the tin can and string method, and I get along just fine.
I remember a couple years ago, somehow a picture of you ended up in Google Images, and you asked me, is there just like a bunch of little elves in a cave somewhere that is archiving this stuff?
Yes.
And yes, you're right.
Yeah, well, I know there is, and that's a simple way to explain things. How do you explain George Bush?
Oh, yeah.
Try that one on for size. I mean, there's some gremlin somewhere.
Yeah, if you can call Satan a gremlin. So you are here today, and I mean, we could talk to you anytime. You were on many radio shows with me talking about avalanche safety and just small town stuff that was always interesting. But you are running for Jackson County Commissioner, and that's up in Walden, Colorado, little town of Walden.
That's correct, yeah.
What does a county commissioner do? I don't even know.
Well, it really, it's one of the more powerful seats actually in the country because, you know, you have great control over your county. You have the majority of the people on the commissioner. We have three commissioners, and if you have another commissioner agrees with you, you can do some pretty lecherous things if you want.
Hmm.
And you can do a lot of good things, and that's my idea of how you do things. And I saw it as my last chance to save something that I really love.
Hmm.
And we've already spent a great deal of time and energy trying to save this place from ignorance and stupidity. And have won most of those times.
Well, I gotta ask you more about that in a second. But I wanna set the scene though. You are a Democrat.
I am a Democrat. Yes.
What percentage of voters in Jackson County are Democrats?
Oh, by the rolls I'm looking at in the last few days, I would say maybe 15%.
Now that seems like it would spell defeat for you because there's two open seats, six people are running, and five are Republican.
Right. Well, when it all boils down, you know, they have a primary coming up, and when it's all said and done, one of those seats will be determined by the primary, and the other seat, the one I'm running for, whoever wins that Republican primary will be running against me.
It's kind of like Survivor when they vote off the weakest person or the strongest person.
Yeah,
so
that's
they
right.
Have...
And they actually
exactly
still have...
what's going to be happening.
They've been having tribal council up there for decades.
But the main thing is you know, I've been very pleased with the feedback I'm getting. And the county is looking for somebody who doesn't mind, you know, standing up what he says and says things the way they are.
You know, I appreciate that you want to do this, but it just seems painful to me because in a small town, people are bored. And, you know, what's better to do than go yell at the commissioner on a Tuesday night? I mean, it just sounds like you're opening yourself up to some angry old ladies and...
Oh, I've already done that. I mean, it's, of course, you know, you got to remember how bad it was in the ski fight, Jerry. I mean,
we
got pretty good flack then. It couldn't be any worse than that.
Well, in the ski fight, this is Seven Utes Mountain up near Gould, Colorado, and it was a Disney-backed entity, right, that wanted to turn it into a ski resort?
Well, it was, some of the money was coming from that area, yeah.
Just a huge 4,000-acre
monstrosity
of skiing and golf, and it just wasn't necessary in Colorado. My dad, you know, it was in the early 90s, stood up and fought this thing. It seemed like a long shot, but then he started gaining momentum. A lot of people started... seeing you on the news and reading the paper, and then it became a huge movement. And of course, you know, then all your followers went back to their, you know, their liberal enclaves of Fort Collins and Boulder, and you were stuck up there in Walden being the guy who took away the silver spoon.
The silver spoon, and, you know, well, your mother, you know, lost her job over it and you know, hurt her a great deal, and we lost a lot of work, and I nearly went broke, but it wouldn't have been the first time, and... But, I don't know. I hope I raised you this way. When you believe in something, you go out and kick ass. And that's just basically how you need to do it.
I'm working on that. I'm delivering plastic right now.
He believes in plastic.
I do. I really do. And it seems like to me, I mean, Jackson County, here you roll over. When I go there, you come over Cameron Pass at 10,000 feet, and you roll down into Jackson County, and you got mountains in the Gould area, and you have beautiful meadows and Rand, and it kind of all opens up into this big high desert valley into Walden, and you have a lot of agriculture, you have a lot of logging extraction, and it seems to me that you're trying to strike a balance between, yes, we can have an economy based on extraction, but we don't have to lose what we have.
That's exactly where I'm at. You know, my biggest concern, one of the biggest concern here is our infrastructure. I don't know if you've been over in Garfield County lately, but, you know, when you start getting 1,000 oil trucks running out of your county a day, your roads go to hell. It affects your schools, it affects your police department, it affects everything. And I live here because of the quality of life, and I think we can do a lot of things and maintain equality. But you don't roll over and play dead.
Well, it's probably, I mean, how are you going to sell that to somebody? You know, and an oil guy comes in and said, you know, they're going to give somebody a $50,000 a year job, which is like five jobs combined at Walden. Yeah. And are you going to be the devil?
Of course I am. Of course I am. I mean, I can prove to people, let me give you an example. After the ski fight, we had a neighbor here that threatened me, and he said I'd ruin his life because the land value of his place wasn't going to be what he thought it was with a ski area. Right now, that land value of his place is more, probably 10 times more than he ever thought it would be.
Yeah.
There are neat things happening here. They're taking their time, which is good, but there's still neat things happening here.
Well, you know, I remember in this ski fight, and it was an interesting time for me because I had just moved to Durango, and there were no more locals. The only locals were living in trailers, and were cleaning the houses of the new people.
Well, you know, I mean, you can't keep up with people who already have it. I mean, you know, I fight pretty hard here. You know, Jennifer and I fight really hard to stay here. I mean, we have Dean and Bernard down the road to fly in a helicopter. You know, I don't, you know, around across the road here over by Aspen Campground, that old place that nobody ever lived in, is owned by somebody now, and he flies into Walden in a jet.
Well, you know, I've seen your 1980 Chevy Custom Deluxe fly. it was a few yards.
Yeah, we've done that a couple times.
Well, so what's, you know, people are coming in, they got money, they just want to, they're just hiding out?
Well, they're, it'd be funny for you to spend a little time here and meet some of the people that have kind of showed up here.
Because, yeah, when I was growing up, we were all poor.
I mean, everybody was poor.
Yeah.
I mean, we you know, we didn't steal anything from anybody because, you know, nobody had anything.
It was crap. So what do you tell somebody who says, you know, Don, the oil comes up here, I'm going to make a lot of money. Are you going to keep me from making money?
Well, no, I'm not. I'm going to tell them they can make some money, but what they're going to do is they're going to do a good job of doing it. And I think you hung around the woods long enough with me to know that I like a really nice job.
I know. That's why we were poor. All those other loggers were rolling in it. CJ Pennington always had the nicest and latest model car. And we had our grandfather's 1976 Oldsmobile that was given to us. Yeah. And I knew if all you had to do was just log a little faster, we didn't have to plant those seedlings. You know, we didn't have to cut the stump so low like those other guys, you know. They just kind of went through with a big shrimp net and pulled out what they wanted.
Well, yeah, and you know, we piled the brush and we did the job. Did the
and we made sure the pine cones burst open. Yeah. In the winter when there was 6 feet of snow, we dug down to the dirt so you wouldn't leave a stump.
That's right. You got a nickel a tree or something like that.
I'm still waiting. $62 on a nickel a tree.
Yes, it's terrible. It was said to me a while back that pride will kill you. And if that's the way I got to die, that's the way I die. So.
Nice.
That is good. It's, you know, and it's good to hear this because I think there's a lot of selling out. There's a lot of selling out now. From some telemarketers trying to call me. I'm going to call them back and remind them they're screwing up a priceless interview. But yeah, there's, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, people want security and they're giving up liberty. They're giving up their land. And what is it that you had mentioned earlier? You know, you didn't want to give up something you love. Describe to people who can be listening right now in Jakarta. You know, people can be listening right now in Fairbanks. People can be listening in Baltimore. What is it that you love up there that is at risk?
Well, Jared, I grew up in the mountains of Colorado, and I knew the way they were when I was a kid. And basically, when I grew up, all I wanted to do was hang out in the mountains of Colorado. And there's not many places left where some young kid someday can go say, I want to hang out in the hills. And, you know, maybe he works on a ranch or he logs or gets a job with the Forest Service, but you can come here and do that. And this, what we have here doesn't exist many places anymore. When I grew up, it was everywhere. But we have a place, you know, the other night we drove home all the way across the park and we met three vehicles.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, I mean, we saw a deer and the antelope and a moose and, you know, and probably does if you have zillions of dollars and you can go buy a ranch. But, you know, you can go into town right now, rent a house, and you'll have a job. Well, that is if you want to work. You got to want to work. But you can have a job on a ranch, or you can have a job on a log crew, and you can live in the woods.
So you're still paying a nickel a tree then?
Well, pretty close, yeah.
Yeah.
Inflation.
You know, there'd be some people in the cities say, well, we have to, you know, we have our sprawl, we have our pollution, you know, why do you get it so good?
Because we need to go away on the weekends to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, you got to remember, it costs to live here. I mean, we plow snow all winter. I mean, every day we plow snow somewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, we give up a lot of things. I mean, we don't have a pizza parlor, and we don't have a donut shop. And
are you hungry?
You know, pizza sounds good.
Yeah.
But it is tough. I mean, you know what the winters are like here.
Dude, I forget, and I tell you, there should be a warning sign. Like, as you leave Fort Collins, Jared Ewey, it's because I used to wear shorts up there. I used to leave basketball practice sweaty at 9 o'clock at night, drive the 25 miles home, and then the snow would be so deep that my Subaru would plow a drift, and then I'd have to back up, get out in my shorts and tank top, and kick the snow down, and then drive another 20 yards until there was too much of a drift to go. I don't know what, I mean, I guess it's indestructible and stupid, because I went up there, I don't know, right after college, and my nostrils were stuck together, I was fussy, it was so damn cold, I took friends up there, they're like, dude, I don't know why you brought me here, I mean, if you don't like me, just tell me.
Well, you should have been here this winter. Because we had a couple nights that were probably the worst weather I've ever been in. And, you know, Custer Bear and I had to take a snow machine ride because my truck got stuck. And I made Custer Bear sit on front of the snow machine, and I stood, you know, I got behind him so I could stay warm. And when we finally got up to the dozer so we could go pull the truck out, he was frosted.
Oh.
I mean, his nose was frozen.
And this is the dog, Custer Bear.
Custer Bear dog, yes.
I'm glad he has lots of fur.
Yeah. You know, Custer Bear dog has, you know, been a partner for a long time, and he just hangs out. But no, it was terrible weather. I mean, you know, we had all kinds of snow. I mean, you know, there's still snow on the north side of the shop right now, Jer.
Really? Wow.
This is almost July.
Yeah. I remember it snowed July 12th, 1987. I woke up, it's snow. It was 3 or 4 inches on the ground. I was miserable. I didn't appreciate those mountains then.
Yeah, well, do you now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just on Father's Day, I'm like, we're going for a hike, and I do this every time. I load everybody in the car, and I think that I can just drive a little bit, and there'll be nobody else, and we can just go walking through the woods.
Uh-huh.
And I drive for miles. And there's all these trails, sure, but they're crowded with people wrestling their Subarus into a parking spot. So I drive further, and then I'll just take some random road, and there's lots of trees and stuff, but it's all mansions built just off the road and private property. And I just drive and drive and drive until I just get crazy. And like we did last Sunday, I just pulled off on a roadside thing, and we sat there for a little bit.
Then we went and got pizza.
I was like, well, if we can't find the woods, let's go enjoy the city.
You know, that's the neat thing here. If I want to get away, I can get away from here. I can go away and up in this country and not see anybody for a month if I want to.
And you like that. He likes that.
Well, sure I did.
I think I like that now, but I'm not sure. I remember as a kid, I was miserable. I was getting lost all the time in the woods just looking for people.
Oh, yeah, but you wanted something else. I mean, you were looking for a different life. So.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you guys, you poor kids, you know, you had to eat gruel every night and you had to chop, you know, 2 cords of firewood every night before you went to bed. Fix truck tires, and oh my God, what else?
Yeah,
you had to water trees in the summertime. My God, what a life!
No, I liked it. I was a little bored. I mean, there was no other people other than my sister and occasionally my brother. Is it?
Oh yeah, but Bert was around every once in a while,
and it was very exciting. I would frighten him with my enthusiasm.
No, I think, to get back to it, it costs to stay here, physically and mentally and emotionally. But, you know, one of these days, Quinn's going to grow up and he's going to say, you know what, I want to move up with Grandpa because there's bears and stuff up there.
Hey, we're ready now, actually.
No.
And he's going to come up, you know, and he'll hang out with me and we'll go whack some trees and he'll drive the scooter and, you know, and he'll... going to have a great time.
Well, speaking of trees, the trees have faced some changes up there. And how bad is it, the pine beetle kill?
It's all gone.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's all dead. I mean, you ought to drive in the yard now. Every big tree in around the place is dead.
Yeah.
The little ones are going to survive, probably, some of those. But it's all going to be brown. And we're going to log some of them around here this summer, and it'll look a lot different when you come up. But it is bad.
Yeah.
The real bad thing is there's no market for it.
Well, but what about this pellet thing that's opening up there?
Well, yeah, there's 30 guys just like me trying to get rid of wood, so.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see. You know, I'm sure by the end of the year, I'll have figured out something, how to, make spaghetti out of pine trees or something.
Well, there's people making furniture and buttons and all kinds of things with it, so.
No, I think it is bad. It's real bad. It's going to get bad down on the Front Range, there's lots of factors. Probably the number one factor, of course, is the earth's warming up a little bit, and then the other factor is that we put out all the fires. If we'd have let some of these fires burn that we've so feverishly tried to stop, we probably would have had a different mosaic in the forest. But we have just millions and millions of trees that are all the same age, and that would that invites any kind of, no matter what species you are, if you have that situation, when some kind of infection or epidemic starts, it's going to take it out.
It's like a world full of teenagers. It's not
right,
healthy.
Right, imagine. They'd all have the clap, so.
Yeah.
But it's a sad thing. But, I'm surely going to, in another 2 or 3 years, I'm going to have to do something else for a living. But for right now, we're going to have some fun. Got a lot of trees, saw some lumber, built some houses, fill in between with robbing banks or something. I don't know.
So what's the plan to get elected in November 2008?
Well, my goal is to lay low here for a little bit until the Republican primary is over with. Then I'll know if I'm running against an incumbent county commissioner or somebody new.
You'd probably prefer a new guy.
Well, yeah, but the incumbent's got some serious problems because they allowed our county treasurer to lose $1 million.
And I was going
to
ask you about that. So here's a county that has 1,000 people. How do they have $1 million to lose, and how did that happen?
For 35 years, the men that I've known all were very proud that they ran this county off of the interest of their investments. And this county has an investment of about $5, $6 million tucked away. But we had a county treasurer who was been in office for 7 years now, and evidently was not quite as well versed in financial matters as people thought, and she entrusted one of our funds, which has close to, I believe, $2 million in it, to a broker who traded it a lot, and they were in bonds, and they were trading those bonds before they matured, which meant that the face value and the interest value you thought you were going to earn, you didn't get. In fact, we lost value.
It didn't
because
seem...
our stockbroker, who's probably going to be facing some very serious legal problems, or the stock and bond trader, is going to face some fairly legal problems down the road.
What does he gain by selling those before they mature?
It's a she.
She
gained because she traded them and bought and sold these before they reached their maturity. And so she got a trading fee out of it, and our county lost money.
So there was a bargain, so somebody would want to buy them, and she'd get a trading fee for that?
Yeah, she sold them out.
Oh, wow.
Investment in, bonds are a little more confusing than stocks, I think. But in regards to this, she had over, I believe, 90-some transactions, and this trader just kept trading them, and she was getting paid to trade, and we were losing money, and we've been losing money for 7 years. And we've lost $750,000, and then there's going to be some trading fees on top of that that have came out of other funds.
So as a commissioner, what can you do to... I mean, apparently the treasurer is a goner.
Well, I would think so. But our commissioners were warned there was a problem 2 years ago, and they didn't take action then.
And do you think this is some small-town stuff going on? Like, we just don't ask questions? Or,
I think that was part of it. I think somebody thought there was some trouble, and they thought maybe it could be rectified.
Yeah.
But what I, as commissioner, what I'm going to do is, that every monthly meeting or once a month, that treasurer is going to be sitting there with an update of what the funds are at.
Well, so this lady that was doing the quote-unquote investments, I mean, she a cousin or a friend of your county treasurer up there?
It hasn't come out yet. But, this lady has been indicted in the past. She lost her license to practice in Montana, so she ended up in Texas, and then she went to California. So she's bounced around, and whatever her connection is to our treasurer, it'll be real interesting.
Yeah, I mean, because you think the treasurer would do a little history on her. You can Google the name, and those little elves will compile the information you need.
I know it, and you would have thought, it's shocking to me, because, some of these older guys that were commissioner when we first came up here, I mean, they were conservative, clear through. I mean, they wouldn't buy new shovels for the county crew. They'd go to a farm auction and buy old shovels,
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how they were, and that's how they were raised. That's how they survived here. And but to lose that much money is unbelievable.
People have asked me that. I remember when you were fighting the ski resort, they were like, he's a logger, and he's against the ski resort and the development. I'm like, yeah, but then I would point out to people, I'm like, well, you drive an internal combustion vehicle with a Save the Planet bumper sticker. I mean, we're all living this hypocrisy. We have to. It's the only way we can survive. I mean, you can fight logging all you want, not like clear cutting, but look at those nice wood paneled walls you have in your den.
I'm only around once. And, the next time I may come back as
a ballerina.
God knows what. Maybe come back as a Republican, heaven forbid. But. I love this place. I think you kids probably knew I love this place, and you probably thought I was nuts. And I just know. We got a lot of time to hang around. What if we screw up everything, and then we're still around here for another 100,000 years, and everything's screwed up?
Well, even if you have a kid right now and you're not concerned, I think something's wrong with you. If you're just listening to the people who are telling you that the global warming's a joke and we need to drill places for more oil and forget about electric cars. Something's seriously wrong with you, I realize it's a big change, but we're going to have to do it.
We've cut back to a point of what we're doing is we're trying to work 12 and 14 hours a day so that we can cut one full day of commute out of our week.
Wow. Mm,
smart.
And because, everywhere we drive up here, it's probably going to cost us between $40 and $50 to get there. And, I'm getting pretty old, and, after I work 14 hours a day, you ought to be around me. I'm just a bundle of joy.
Yeah, 14. That's 14-hour days at 56? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's our plan, and, when we work, we get out of here early, and we come in late, and tomorrow we're going to be around here, but of course we got some work real local, so that helps. But
well, tell me whatever your retirement plan is, and I'll do the opposite.
My retirement plan is simple. One of these days a big tree is going to squash my ass, and that's going to be it. So.
Oh, well, before you die, let me just tell you that I've been proud to have a dad that, I don't know, just did things differently. You did things that probably more difficult than they had to be sometimes. That's just the Walden way. I mean, things don't come easy there. The meat isn't processed there. You got to go stab it and drag it home. And that's always been cool. And it was especially cool for me, especially once I left there and I could eat processed meat while hearing your stories about living up there. It is good, and to be able to, people talk and talk and talk, but to have this connection to you, you've lived it for 40 years since you were 17 or even younger, up there, working in the woods, making the sacrifices, and doing the things that people only talk about, that people only dream about, sometimes nightmares, but still, it's only imagined. And you're actually there. And now, I'm so excited because you're making that step. You are going to get the exposure I think you deserve. And I think you've had long enough time to ruminate on some of your ideas. And I think it's exciting. I wish, you know, I think the ski resort thing 15 years ago was great. You got out there and people saw, wow, this logger dude, this troll looking guy is pretty smart. And now this is good. I think you're gonna have to do county commissioner for just a couple of years and just start getting bigger because, you know, John McCain's pretty old for president. Yeah. And you know, I don't know if you have as much time as John McCain because you haven't had that senatorial health plan over the last quarter century. But I think your ideas and your life has to come out so people can see that there can be a healthy, successful compromise of living the way we do and living the way we hope to.
Well, that's what I'm going to run on. And all I'm asking, you know, what I'm asking, I think, is really simple, is that, you know, you take the time to do the job right because it takes less time. And, you know, it's, I mean, I saw guys log so horrible and they made so much work for themselves. And, you know.
Well, it's like the guys that would come over to work in our house. Some crews wouldn't even prepare. They'd make a mess. We'd have to call them back. You know, months later, they'd finally show up and then they'd have to do it again and again. And then we had a couple guys that came here and took the time and it was done quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that all our dishes weren't covered in paint and, you know, we found the baby. I mean, it maybe not the right example, but I see what you're saying. I mean, everybody sit back, see what they have, plan properly, and things can get done well.
You know, tonight I took one of the ponies in Custer Bear and I went for a walk and, you know, we just, you know, I took Sue to one of the big fjords and we went down to a meadow and she ate most of the meadow and, you know, Custer, you know, barked at the imaginary squirrels. And so, you know, it's a good life, and, you know, that's one of the things, you know. You know, Jerry, you got to remember, you know, my dad, when he died when he was 42, he hadn't even started yet.
Yeah.
And I don't really give a shit about retirement because, you know, running around in shorts playing golf and looking at a bunch of old pickled chicks, that's just not where I want to be, so.
Vote for Don Ewe 2008. You should have that on a bumper sticker. I mean, and I always tell people that, you know, I've had it good too. You've been a logger, yet you've been a conservationist, and I was able to have the connection to a logger and pretend to be an environmentalist. Well, at Fort Lewis, when I was hitting on kind of a hippie chick, she asked me what my dad did, and I said, a logger. And she's like, a lawyer? And I said, yeah. And so it really worked out well. I was able to have both worlds.
Well, you know, all I ever ask of you kids is to live your life as you want to. And, you know, over the years, I've taken a fair amount of criticism for living the life I want to live. And it boils down to the fact if I hadn't, I wouldn't be here. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's just basic, you know, facts. So.
Yeah, I would just, maybe I'll get a picture of you on the podcast so people can try to imagine you in a 9-to-5 job in the city.
Yeah, well, you know, I was asked the other day, well, actually, last winter, I was asked, when was the last time I had a job?
Yeah.
And I think when I look back, I think it was when I was in the Army. It was
Wow.
That long ago.
Yeah. Korean War.
Not that far, but.
Well, go get some sleep.
All right, guys, take care.
All right, we'll see you.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. All right, there's Pa. Future Jackson County Commissioner, I think his chances are good, even though it sounds like they shouldn't be.
Huh.
When they say that Democrat is running in Jackson County, they usually mean from an angry mob. And but things have kind of turned. I think they've seen he's up there long enough. He's proved himself. He's one of the locals now. And maybe he can incorporate some of these ideas. I mean, that's the thing I was trying to say. I mean, people talk a big game in Denver about being liberal and making change, but they're with a bunch of other liberals. Mm-hmm. Well, you're up there and talking smack.
Yeah,
it's a whole different game. And it is true. My mom, you know, lost her job, didn't get rehired. That was tough. Mm. And so if you can make change in Jackson County, then
it's huge.
That's big. You got to go broker some peace in Palestine. But a lot of the Jackson, the commissioners were the same ones when I was there. I didn't even know they had elections for those things. They were just the same guys.
Yeah.
And they always wore those leather jackets with the patches on the sleeves. Not like Harley leather jackets, but the kind of a brown, light brown with darker patches. And then when they dressed up in a bolo tie, yeah. And the real pointy cowboy boots, I'm like, well, that's a commissioner outfit.
Oh, no, do you think? Yeah.
And I thought it's weird how everybody dresses up like commissioners around here, but that's who I knew them to be. Big belt buckles. And so, you know, my dad, he's wears old clothing. Yeah, he doesn't have the patches on his sleeves. Well, there's patches places, but not for decorative purposes.
They're not leather.
Yeah, they're not leather. So, yeah, it'll be exciting to watch that. We'll keep you updated here. And then, you know, we are going to do the real Ewie and the Beast. We'll be back with the regular Ewie and the Beast show. We got to find out about Sarah's public transportation tips. She has a new chair she'd like. It may not be allowed at her workplace because some of the people she works with are dangerous. The breast pump story is inspiring.
No.
Yeah. It's not inspiring. It is. You got teary-eyed talking about it, and it might have been your hormones, but still.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here, and it's been good hanging with everybody. Mostly my dad. But, yeah. I mean, everybody was here, I'm imagining. Are you just going to let me do this?
And it's kind of fun hearing you peter out like that.
I love it when you say you get the peter out.
All right. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Ewie and the Beast.